Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Mayor Maddie Parker. Well, what do we have for today? Okay. That didn't start off right, did it? Okay. Phone call. Let's see. My call to Mayor Maddie Parker. Maddie Parker. This letter, this email that I received from the city attorney, Leanne, is almost gave me a hernia from laughing. That won't work either. Scratch that. Maddie, this letter, this email from Leanne, I mean, it's got to be the funniest thing I've ever read in all my life. Maddie, testing 1, 2, scratch those, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's try again right here. Let's go with it. Let's go. Okay. Email from Leanne, city attorney, Fort Worth. Okay, let's do that again. Okay. Email from Fort Worth city attorney Leanne. First thing I must ask, Leanne, are you working on your own? This email does not have anybody else's name on here, and I did not realize that you are in charge. But anyway, we're going to address this to the mayor because we vote for the mayor and we have control of the mayor. That's the way the system works when we work together. This, okay. A letter from Fort Worth attorney Leanne D. Guzman in reference to questioning the community engagement director, Michelle Duke. Letter goes as follows. As for your reference to Michelle Duke, you are hereby barred from any future communication or contact with Michelle Duke. Do not email her, call her, leave her voicemails or address or approach or yell at follow her while she is arriving to work. Okay. One thing, I've not yelled at her. She was across the room when I got her attention and she ran away. I wasn't yelling at her. I was yelling to her. Let's clarify these things. So when you write this stuff, they write them. It's to make you look bad, periodly, okay? Okay, let's clear that up. Thing, we've not yelled at Michelle Gook, period. Clear it up, okay? Okay, let's go forward here at work, including work at community meetings. There's another one they put in there. I've never approached her at community meetings, so why would they put this in here? It's to go after me, to make me look like I bother her at community meetings. I'm harassing her and everything. Okay, that's never happened. She's never been approached at a community meeting by me. Always at City Hall. Now, here's the part that's funny. It says, you may address any business you have with the city with any of the other city employees. Now, this is hilarious. I got to read this again. Make sure we get it, okay? What they're telling me, Leanne is saying that I can address any business I have with the city with any other city employees except Michelle Cook, who's the director over community and public engagement. That's what's so funny about this whole thing. Her title is public engagement, okay? Okay. Here's a part they put in here, too, that's just, that's a bit much. It says, your false and baseless attacks on her character. Well, they're not false. They're facts. She's not answered legitimate questions. She's not returned phone calls to these questions. She runs away from the camera. They're not false. And when I say she is triply paid in salary, triple paid more than a police officer, which is a essential job that we need a person to do, that's not a false attack. That's fact. I believe it's just common fact is that when I say that the corruption in the city goes to inflated pay is how they pass the money on. Her salary is three times more than what it should be for this job, and there's no getting around that. Okay. Her character and her job performance have gone, about me going about her character and her job performance has gone on long enough. Okay. Well, if she'd ever answered in the beginning, it wouldn't be going on at all. Okay. Let's clarify that. She never answered from the beginning. When I informed Michelle Goode that the John T. White Neighborhood Association is 100% corrupt, they have secret elections and they ban people, and that we need to remove them from the city data bank, because surely Fort Worth wants legitimate organizations on their city data bank, don't we? Decent ones? Okay. Instead of investigating this, or, you know, she comes out, she doesn't answer any questions. So let's go forward here in this letter. This is a big paragraph here. It says, okay, it's gone on long enough. You have made statements against Michelle Goode over and over again, without regard to the truth of your, really, every bit of it's true. She does not return phone calls. Your fixation on Miss Goode is concerned. Oh, wow. Right now, I've really got a thing for her. Okay, all this is to make me out to be the person that's bad. She's the one that's doing wrong, and this is the person that exposed her. They go after. Okay, your fixation on Miss Michelle Goode is concerning, is it? These letters from the attorney are concerning. That I don't know how you get anything done. You spend all the time writing letters like this to me, emails to me. But anyway. And you have singled her out and target her for years. Well, she's not answered for years through paid public comment time. Let's see if I didn't go on. Okay, here we go. Through paid newspaper ads, video posts, website posts, social media, email to large numbers of people and across the airways to the public at council public comment time. Your communications are clearly intended to injure, harm, harass, abuse, and embarrass Michelle Goode. Well, there's the beautiful one, embarrass her. She's embarrassing herself when she runs away from the camera. I'm not embarrassing her. She's the one that's doing wrong. She runs from the camera. She runs away, doesn't answer questions, and runs off. I don't harass her by asking questions, not harassing a person when they work for them. But nevertheless, she's not going to answer. Y'all going to protect her, it looks like right here. So any reference to her, your video at council will be carefully scrutinized to ensure that they are not offensive or reflect the personal attacks on Michelle Goode. For council rules of procedure. Okay. Well, there was no attacks. Exposure of someone not doing a job is clearly not an attack. Exposure of an employee not doing a job is a warning or a you should look into. Okay. So, now, here's the thing about this email from the city and from the city attorney. I called and asked for Leanne to send me a hard copy. She's never mailed me a hard copy. Second thing is, it's only typed out. It's from Leanne only. It doesn't have the city manager, assistant manager, none of them signing off on it, the mayor. No one signed off on it. Leanne does not have the power to do this on her own. She's a city attorney to assist our stuff. So, she doesn't have the power, and that's why the other names are not on here. This is a waste of taxpayers' money when they send stuff like this. But actually, what the city should do is look at Michelle Goode. And until we get a mayor or hold this mayor accountable, that's not going to happen. So, anyway, that's my email from the city council, and it's a bunch of garbage is what it is. So, and I'll tell you, we'll go over the other one they sent me, and we'll go over it, too, Maybe next week I'll put it out there. But as far as this one goes right now, Mayor Matty Parker is stopping the Drawn Heights Neighborhood Association from having their boundaries that they're entitled to. She's trying to box them in, does not want that neighborhood association to grow because it is a legitimate, honest neighborhood association. It will not turn a blind eye to corruption in our city. It will share information, and that's the most that's the kryptonite to these people downtown. Don't let information get out. So, all right. Well, we'll let that play and see how that goes. So, that's my letter from my email from Leanne was telling me not to talk to the or approach the community engagements director. But I can go after any other employee. I can go after Brandon Bennett, the director of code compliance. I can call him names, anything I want to, no problem there. I can chase after the city manager and put that up there, no problem there. But when it comes to Michelle Cook, something's, you know. Anyway, we're not supposed to. Well, I still do. But I really don't have no need to go after Michelle Cook right now. The mayor is the answer. Michelle's not the answer. The answer is the mayor. The mayor should be doing her job at the end of the day, have the city manager do his job. This is the way it works. The only way we're going to get the mayor to do her job is if we unify and make the mayor do her job. There's a lot of things going on in this city. We need your help to make us to make the mayor do her job. Call in to the city at 817-3. What is that number? I can't think of it off the top of my head now. That's something that always comes to me. I think it's 329-1234. But anyway, the city hall phone number, call it. Has problems, go to the mayor's office, whatever. Leave a message. Just leave a message that Drawn Heights, that Michelle Gooch should do her job, and they should give the boundaries to the Drawn Heights notice and not try to box them in. The way they have it now, they have it boxed in where these people can't go out any further than where they're at. They're stuck. And they're breaking the rules to do this. Actually, breaking the rules. The map that the rules give, they're not entitled. They're not getting it. This is terrible. When the mayor steps in to stop a neighborhood association, you know. So we'll read the other part of this thing next week. I guess we'll do another part. But this part here is the letter that I really want to kind of go over. How they're trying to bar me from addressing a city employee that's not doing her job, that then the person is three times paid over $175,000 a year. There's over 100,000 people in the city of Fort Worth easily could do this job for a third of that price, be making more money than they're making now, and do a better job. But the mayor is not going to do that for us. So mayor's got to go. Anyway, y'all have a good night, and till next time, we'll make another one next week and see how this goes. Ciao.